call.
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and we'd like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you at least 18 years of age? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Economy. Nothing right now.
Like economy, jobs, inflation, tax, government spending, education, healthcare, moral, social issues, environment, crime and drugs, any of that?
No, not at all.
No. Okay.
Well, inflation's a little high, but yeah.
Okay. In your opinion, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation?
Climate change.
Climate change. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Now, what about when it comes to Minnesota?
What about it?
In your opinion, what is the most important or present environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Oh, right now, nothing. So.
Nothing? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Now, using a scale from excellent, good, to fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industry? Refining, do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Medium.
Just fair?
Yeah, about medium.
Okay.
Right in the middle.
What about mining? Do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor? Okay, thank you. What about when it comes to forest products? Are they doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. What about when it comes to agriculture and farming?
Fair.
Fair, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
What about electric utilities?
High.
Okay. So that would be poor, just fair, good.
Pardon?
So, in your opinion, are they doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor? Those are the options.
Not fair.
Okay.
Fair.
Thank you. What about when it comes to medical manufacturing? Do you think they're doing excellent, just fair, poor, or good?
Fair.
Fair. Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, are they doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. What about the U.S. Forest Service?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you. What about environmental groups in Minnesota?
Poor.
Poor, thank you. What about forest and timber industries?
Fair.
Thank you. What about county land departments?
Poor.
Poor, thank you so much. Now, how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay, thank you so much. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay, thank you so much. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Few.
Fewer, okay, thank you. Do you think there are more trees now or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than it was back in the 70s?
Fair.
Fewer?
Yeah, fewer.
Okay, thank you. Do you think there's enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes.
Thank you. What impact, if any, do you feel timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say it has a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
No impact.
No impact? Okay, thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
No.
No. Thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees from commercial uses and federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use of biofuels or generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
No, okay. Have you seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota forest product industry, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and markers, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generates a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I'd say fair. Medium.
Significant or minor?
Yeah, minor.
Minor. Okay, thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Yes.
Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making a $1 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus-hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in the forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
No.
Opposed. Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create your training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. Now, increase the number of diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Do you support or oppose?
Both.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Do you support or oppose?
Both.
Thank you. What about getting to school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide? Do you support or oppose?
Both.
Thank you so much. Now, last few questions. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical, or grade school, some college, college graduate, graduate degree?
12. High school.
Okay. Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you so much. Is your annual household income below the $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 plus?
Oh, God, I wish. No, it's 25. Less than 25.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
Hard to say.
Okay. In which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business, retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retire, homemaker, student, or not employed?
Retired.
Retired. Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much. That will conclude the survey. I really appreciate your time and your opinions. You have a blessed evening.
Yep. Good night.
Good night.